I'm Blaze Bryant. I am a disability rights advocate here in the Capital Region. It's a pleasure to be here on Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
And you also will produce a lot of content for the radio program over at WCAA over in Albany. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about the work that you do?
Certainly. I produce a baseball, a history, and a disability rights podcast that are available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on WCAALP 107.3 in Albany. I also, for a little bit of time, did the morning show. I did a Breakfast of Blaze morning show that aired from 9 to 9:30 every day. And just because life is very much a happening thing, everything's on pause. Looking forward to resuming everything here in the coming weeks when things are a bit more settled in, if you will.
And speaking of this coming week, we have an election coming up, which is why we were interested in talking with you.
Yeah, November 2nd is Election Day. I encourage you to get out there and make your voice heard, because in local elections, one of the things that people tend to forget is that one person can make a difference, especially in local elections. You know, these are the people that you are directly voting for that are in your backyard to represent you.
Accessible voting stations have been a concern in our local election. And I say accessible in terms of disability as well as to voters in underserved areas. Can you talk about your experience as a blind voter and how accessible is voting in the Capital Region?
Okay, I'm going to give you a two-part answer, starting with the global accessibility piece. And you're absolutely correct, Sina, that accessibility to voting for people with disabilities does not receive the prioritization that it should, in part because there are certain places, Rensselaer County being one of them, that has gone out of their way to make voting very difficult for people with disabilities or people who frankly do not drive and need to rely on the bus. In some instances, there have been voting sites that were not on a bus line, which is, frankly, disenfranchisement, because you're essentially taking away an option for people to get to the polls and vote that may not necessarily be realistic. Mm-hmm. Now, as someone who is completely blind and using voting machines and the accessibility of the places, I've never really had an issue getting to the polls personally. With that said, you know, overall my experience has been a pretty positive one in terms of voting. I live in Albany County, and we use a machine called the AutoMark. There are two different voting machines that are used. One is called the ImageCast, which is used in Rensselaer County. Having seen it, it is not nearly as accessible as the AutoMark, which is used in an overwhelming majority of New York State because it is a more accessible machine. Yes, it does cost a little bit more than the ImageCast. However, the investment is worth it.
Are the ImageCast and the AutoMark, are they at every voting station?
There has to be at least one accessible voting machine at the polling site. That is a federal law, part of the Help America Vote Act.
What other obstacles from transportation and visual voting are obstacles on voting election day?
I think one of the biggest obstacles is the knowledge of the poll workers and the training that they receive on the accessible ballot marking devices. Now, that's exactly, you know, these voting machines, the ImageCast and the AutoMark, they're categorized as ballot marking devices, BMDs. And my experience is not a lot of the poll workers receive the proper training on how these devices work. Now, my experience with poll workers is these are people who are volunteering their time out of the kindness of their heart, and I truly feel an overwhelming majority do the very best they can with the limited resources that they are provided. I don't necessarily sit here and besmirch the poll workers because they're volunteers. They're doing this because they want to. It's out of their control if they don't receive the proper training. And this is why we need, in my opinion, more disabled poll workers who know, at least at the very least on a basic level, how assistive technology works. Because it's more than just a setup for someone who is blind. Yes, there's Braille, but there are also there's a gadget for people who have dexterity issues with their hands, and they can move the cursor through some sort of a puff and or you know, some sort of a breathing technology that exists that I'm going to mess up. So it really is all encompassing. Like I said, the AutoMark tends to work better than the ImageCast, but I mean, the ImageCast is doable. I wish Rensselaer County would invest in the AutoMark. We have been telling them that for years as disability rights advocates. They haven't done it, and they can't do it soon enough, in my opinion.
So I'd like to turn to the names on the ballot. How do you think that politicians are taking care to learn about disability advocacy, disability justice? And have you heard anything from any of the candidates coming up about things that concern the disability community?
I don't really hear a lot of that on a local level. You usually don't, and I think you should, because the issues, local issues are local issues are local issues. Disability and accessibility tends to be viewed as a global issue, which certainly impacts the local issues. Now, in terms of have I heard anything from the candidates specifically, admittedly, because I work a lot, essentially, you know, a full-time job and two part-time jobs, my ability to really dive deep into what the candidates are saying has been quite minimal. However, nothing really, at least even on the surface, has come up for me.
You did, I could take this out, but I thought you had on your podcast about the mayors. Wasn't there some recap of the mayoral candidates for Albany?
There was. What you're referencing is a mayoral candidates forum for the Albany mayor's race, which the mayor, Kathy Sheehan, chose not to be a part of. I mean, yes, the excuse of scheduling conflict was used. With that said, the other candidates were able to make it work, and they were there, both the Republican and Democratic candidates. Why couldn't the incumbent be there? Mm-hmm. Clearly, what that says to me is disability is not a priority. She says everything needs to be made a priority. I mean, she even said that to my face when I was talking with her about the accessibility of Albany City Hall. She goes, yes, we need to make that a priority.
Kathy,
I hear time and time
that
again from her that we need to make things a priority. If everything is a priority, what are the main priorities? I mean, that's just a basic question.
From the disability justice standpoint, what do you think overall is that should be the priority? What would you like to see? What changes would you like to see in the Capital Region?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to be doing what we can to invest in our home care workforce because there is such a shortage. To me, that is the most pressing issue, because if people do not have the necessary supports to live in the community, they're going to end up in institutions and dying there because there's really not much of a quality of life there. We also need to be doing more around transportation and improving bus access to communities such as, you know, Colony. There's some disconnects. There's not a lot of bus access, you know, in Loudonville. And, you know, Troy, where WOOC is, yeah, the bus access is pretty good. But, hey, it could always get better. I think we need to invest in transportation, because that is not just a disability issue. That is, because we're such a car culture, and you're seeing the cost of living and the cost of cars go up. Let's take advantage of that and invest in our transportation network.
Very good points. And I'm sure that's just the beginning of a long list.
The list is quite long, indeed. those are the short and sweet answers for the time that we have.
Well, thank you. Any last thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
The best thing that I could say is do your research on the candidates. Do your part to be informed, because every elected official has had to start out somewhere locally. That's just a fact. And these are the people that directly represent us the most. These are the people that are in our backyard the most. So get out there and make your voice heard.
Thank you, Blaze Bryant, for joining us.
My pleasure, Sina. Thank you.